So from the organizers' viewpoint, how'd things go this weekend?
Very well. Everything was very well organized, and we had lots of help, and we had lots of good attendance, and I think people really enjoyed the films. So we felt very good about that. We had a couple of technical difficulties, but that's, I guess, to be expected when you're dealing with technology.
Are you going to be looking for more volunteers, more help for next year?
We would love that. We actually would love to have more people involved in the planning stages and in the execution stages, definitely. And we're always, always looking for more film entries.
Yeah, how many people did you have helping you this year? Do you know? You don't have to name them, but roughly how many? Pretty small group.
It was a fairly small group. I want to say maybe really the overall planning group probably was maybe six or seven, if that. And then probably around six or seven, that's probably about right. And then for the weekend, because we did have the WIU Film Studies Club, which was great help. So we probably added another six or eight to that. So,
but to keep this going in future years, you're going to need more help in the planning stages.
We absolutely do. We definitely need more help. And we already have some people who have said, hey, I want to be involved next year, but we need a lot more. And we've got lots of ideas. And if we're going to expand, we definitely need more people to help us expand, because a few people just can't do it all.
When you say expand, are you looking to bring in more films, have more locations? Are you looking to bring in more people from out of town? This seems to be very Macomb-centric right now.
Right, and I would say that is a definite goal. We definitely would like to bring more people in from out of town, because we would like to make this a destination event that people will want to come to Macomb to attend. We also do want to expand our offerings, and we want to expand our offerings not only in the films, but also in offering other things. We've talked about doing more. We did Cornfed Conversations this year. That was the first time, and we just did one session. We've talked about doing
which was
more,
kind of a panel discussion, right?
It was a round table discussion,
yeah.
Right. We had actually three topics, and different people could go to whatever table they wanted and talk about either women in film, or we had a Star Wars table, and we had a Meet the Filmmakers table. We'd like to continue that and expand that a little. We'd also like to do some panel discussions, maybe some lecture-type things. We've talked about even doing some small workshop things about film. So we have a lot of ideas. Again, that's not going to happen unless we have more people involved. But yeah, that's part of the expansion idea.
This year, everything was on the square. Last year, you went to a few other locations too. How did that work? Is that maybe the goal, is to keep everything on the square?
Right now, yes. We like the idea of having everything on the square. It worked really well. People were able to get places very, very easily. They can walk, and it was really nice. We hope that it also gave people a chance to kind of frequent some of the businesses on the square. If we expand off the square, I think that will happen only when we expand as a festival. So if we need space, more space that's off the square, we will do that. And we could expand both east and west. You know, we could end up expanding somewhat to the university. We could also expand out toward Spoon River or the Rialto. Or it depends on who else wants to be involved as part of the festival. So for right now, we're focusing on the square.
All right. But overall, you're happy with the way things went this weekend?
Yes, yes. Actually, I think everybody had a good time, and we were very pleased, and we were very pleased with the films that we had and the people who came and had a good time.